Welcome to After Hours with Rami
and Kyle
here on Mast Radio. All right. Well, we're back. It's been a week.
I'm sure you've missed us.
I hope you've missed us. We've missed you. So let's go ahead and start the show, I guess.
Yes.
Kyle, what do we have on agenda today?
On our agenda for the day, we have our BuzzFeed quiz, which this week it is the quiz on what kind of awkward are you? So, you know, you can always go on to BuzzFeed, take the quiz with us.
All right.
After that, we have the Would You Rather segment, which is a list of 15. I found just like a list of 15 humorous Would You Rather questions. I'm trying to keep it light, you know, not too inappropriate. So. Yeah, and then we have your 60 seconds of sports, which we're going to try again for the second time, hopefully.
Second time, yeah.
You know, hopefully it'll go. It'll be fine.
We're always open for suggestions on that segment, too.
Yeah.
It's a work in progress. Yeah, we like to mix things up.
Yeah.
Give us some suggestions on our Facebook page, or, you know, you can always call in and let us know.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number for the studio is 253-535-7332.
Yeah, and feel free to call in. Don't be shy. We like company.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, and then lastly, we have our text message segment. So, yeah, that's pretty much a rundown for the evening. So, thank you all for joining.
Yeah. So that last song was "You Don't Own Me" by Masqueray, or is that how you pronounce that? I think so.
And yeah.
Yeah. It's just some song I found on watching a trailer for Penny Dreadful. Never heard of the show, but. Looked interesting with Timothy Dalton. So, yeah, give it a try if you want. I don't know. I need to look it up too. So, all right. Well, why don't we go ahead and take a little break? We'll be back in just a few minutes. We're going to go ahead and play some songs for you. This next song is Bringing It Back Old School. We're going to play by Kenny Loggins here on Mast Radio. If you liked that song, that last song was called Sugar by Robin Schulz. If you like songs like that, or if you want to hear more things similar to that or completely different and you have any suggestions, call in at 253-535-7332. All right, Kyle, what time is it?
It's BuzzFeed quiz time. And for those of you just tuning in, the quiz for the evening is what type of awkward are you? So if you want to go on to BuzzFeed.
I'm all time and, types of awkward.
Yeah, we're very awkward people. So, you know, it'll be interesting. But yeah, you can go on to BuzzFeed and take the quiz with us if you'd like. So we are going to go ahead and get started here. Question one, what do you dread most at work? The work. Obviously, having to make small talk with coworkers, unresolved sexual tension with a coworker, and the inevitable moment when you walk into the door.
I don't know. Like, here's the thing. Like, I haven't had an actual full-time job yet. I've done summertime. I do a lot of work, but during the school year, not so much because that's when I'm focusing. So I don't know. You know, it depends on where you're working, but I would say probably, I don't know. I think the most awful thing is the inevitable moment when you're walking into the door, because that happened to me a lot over the summer. I was like, oh, no, and then it got better.
Yeah, I've never had to have sexual tension with a coworker, so that's a plus. I'm just going to say, yeah, I'll say the inevitable moment when you walk into the door. So,
all right. When you're walking down the street, which of these are you most worried about happening? Tripping and having to do that thing where you break into a light jog for a few paces to cover it. Seeing someone you're so attracted to, you briefly forget where you're going. Rain. Or seeing someone you don't really want to talk to and talking or taking a different, longer route to avoid them. That's a typo. It says then.
Yeah. I would say, I mean, in Washington, you have to be accepting of rain. I mean, when you go out, rain is just inevitable. So, I mean, that's just kind of, you just have to expect it. I'm just going to say seeing someone you don't really want to talk to, because that's always the worst, especially those people that you're not friends with, but you're not friends with. So It's awkward. Like, you don't know if you should say hi to them. That's like the worst type. I don't know. I hate that feeling.
Or when the person's like, you're like late and you're trying to get somewhere, and then the person's a talker and they just keep going and going.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do the same. Seeing someone you don't really want to talk to.
Alrighty. Question 3. What are you most worried about happening the first time you have sex with someone? Attempting to do dirty talk and it just sounding weird. Falling off of the bed. Getting nervous and making so many awkward jokes you never actually make it to the bed. Or the other person being rubbish at sex.
Rubbish. I love it. Rubbish.
Yeah. I would just say, maybe like, I'm going to go with question or the answer 3, just getting nervous and making so many awkward jokes that you just never actually make it to the bed.
That would be pretty terrible.
That'd be kind of funny, actually.
I'm going to just say the other person, just because of the word rubbish. Just because of the word rubbish, I'm going to pick that one. And we have to also switch it up because we've been choosing the same thing.
Yeah, we chose the first to the same, so we have to make it a little different.
All right. What worries you most about going to a party? Finding a place to stand that isn't in the same... Finding a place to stand that isn't in the way, but still has people you can have a conversation with. Saying hi to people. Saying bye to people. The possibility that it might be boring. Seeing someone you're attracted to and trying to talk to them. I would say... seeing somebody that you're attracted to and trying to talk to them. That's always really hard. It's, you know, having the conversation starter.
Yeah.
Get that courage, be like, oh, hey.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with question or answer 1 that says finding a place to stand that isn't in the way, but still has people you can have a conversation with. Because that's like the worst. I just like hate going to a party and not knowing where you're going to end up.
Right.
Just kind of like,
right.
Like you don't know who's going to be there or anything like that. So I'm just going to go with question answer 1. Alrighty, question 5. Why do you hate getting your hair cut? The awkward conversation, the awkward touching of your head by a stranger, the inevitable terrible haircut. I actually don't mind it really.
Okay. For me, I mean, it's not always awkward conversation, but like, you know, I can talk for a little bit, but at a certain point, I'm just like, I want to relax and close my eyes and have them just cut my hair and give me a massage or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I hate when they're like when they're washing your hair and they try to talk to you while they're washing your hair and massaging your scalp. It's like, please don't talk during this part.
I'm going to say the awkward conversation.
Yeah. I'll go with the last one. I don't really mind it because I kind of like getting my hair cut. It feels so nice.
Yeah. I love getting haircuts too. But all right. Question 6. What's the worst part about going to a restaurant? Having to eat properly instead of just stuffing all the food into your mouth. Having to make small talk with people you're with. Potentially arriving early and having to sit around looking lonely. the possibility you might be a bit drunk and a bit embarrassing. I would say, because this has happened to me, potentially arriving early and having to sit and looking lonely. Oh my gosh, I hate that. I had that happen to me earlier this year, and I was just like, yeah, there are people coming. They're like, do you want a, you know, a magazine? You look pretty lonely. Just like that kind of stuff. You're like, oh man. My friends are coming, I swear.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
They are. I have noticed this because I'll go out to eat sometimes by myself, and I really like the service. They're so much nicer to you when you're by yourself. I think it's because I feel bad for you. But I'll just say the possibility you might get a bit drunk and a bit embarrassing. I'll just say that one.
Okay.
It depends what restaurant you go to, though.
Yeah, that's true. Hopefully it's not like something really fancy. I don't know.
Alrighty. Question 7. How do you most commonly greet someone? Go to shake their hand, slightly miss, and end up accidentally holding their fingers. Shake their hand. Go for a hug and probably make them slightly uncomfortable. Just wave. Bitter experience has taught you not to be any more complicated than that.
I don't shake anybody's hand, really. Like, when if I'm being...
professionally.
Yeah, if I'm meeting somebody for the first time ever, absolutely shake their hand. Or, like, you know, if it's, like, yeah, professionally, you're going to a meeting, you're like, oh, hey, Pete, what's up? Shake hands. Sure. But, you know, commonly, I just wave. I mean, Because the hug, you know, I don't go up to hug my housemates being like, hey, what's up, dude? Give me a hug.
Yeah, I would say I like to hug people to make them uncomfortable, like on purpose. But I guess my most common is just waving, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, number 8. How often do you remember something embarrassing you did and cringe? Every now and again, probably once a day, literally all the time, continuously every single day, or rarely because you're too busy having new awkward moments. I think like every now and again, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'll think about something that happened. It's super embarrassing. And yeah, you just wish that never existed or like that memory would just go away.
Like you cracked that joke and everyone's like, ooh, why'd you say that? And I'm like, oh.
Or you just think back on your actions of something like an event that happened and you're like, oh,
yeah, you
God,
just
why?
Disagree with somebody else's opinions and they all shun you for it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to say the same answer as you. So I'll just say probably once a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, we got the same thing, it looks like. We both got socially awkward.
Very socially awkward.
Kyle, you want to read what it means?
Sure. So, socially awkward, it says, you're probably a socially awkward person. Your main issue is just talking to people, almost all people. There's no situation you can't make uncomfortable by misjudging someone, by misjudging something and saying the wrong thing. But hopefully people will find it charming most of the time.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm too socially awkward. At least I like to tell myself that, so.
I'm a bit socially awkward at times, I would say.
Yeah. It just depends on the situation, I guess, but.
Yeah. Definitely when you're in a party and.
Yeah, that's the worst.
And you, like, know one person and they know everyone and you're just like.
And you're following them around because they're the only one that you know.
Yeah, you just look like that awkward, oh, gosh.
That's
I've
the
been
worst.
There.
Yeah.
Fun stuff. All right, well, why don't we go ahead and take a little break, and we'll come back with what again, Kyle?
We have our Would You Rather questions.
Hopefully they're
a little bit more tamed. I mean, these weren't too bad, but, you know.
Stay tuned, everyone. Welcome back to After Hours with Rami and Kyle here on Mast Radio. If you liked that last song, that was called, the last two songs. Sorry, I forgot to mention what the first song was before break. The last two songs were Buttons by the Pussycat Dolls, and that last one was Masterpiece by Noni featuring Kid Culprit. Yeah, so if you like that song, or if you like any of those songs, or you have any suggestions that you'd like to give us, you can leave us comments on our Facebook page, or you can call in here at the studio. The number is 253-535-7332. All right, Kyle, what time is it?
It is Would You Rather time.
It's Would You Rather time.
The best time.
Okay. All right. So, what, is there a theme today or no?
No, this is just the best Would You Rather questions. And I know I say that a lot, but I just find different lists for the best Would You Rather questions. And it gets difficult to try and find ones we haven't asked already, but you know.
You know,
it
would be
awesome.
Yeah, and you know, it would be really interesting if our listeners were, if you guys want to give us ideas, if y'all want to give us ideas for, you know, certain would you rathers, you're more than welcome to leave, you know, shout outs on our Facebook page as well, or call in here.
Yeah, let us know if you have any questions you want us to ask.
They can't be too risque.
Yeah, keep it PG-13.
Yeah. Tops.
Top, yeah. Just keep it around there. I double checked these, and these should be totally fine. So we're solid. And I guess we'll go ahead and get started. Question 1, would you rather have your first child when you are 19 years old or when you are 45 years old?
I'm going to say 45.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah. 19, that's pretty young. I can't do a kid at 19.
Yeah. I mean, 45 is old. Like, well, it's not old, but, you know.
Having a kid, it's old.
For having a kid, that's pretty late. Because, I mean, if you think about it, by the time they're turned 20, you're going to be 65.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's not bad.
No.
But, yeah. It's,
well,
it's,
then you're more financially stable.
Exactly.
So I'd rather have a kid later than a kid earlier.
Exactly. Because if you're having a kid at 19, then also, that can complicate things. You might have to put school off for a while.
Yeah, like, I was 19, I was in college. I was sophomore, so, you know.
Yeah. If you can multitask, do both, props to you, but there's no way I could. All right. Would you rather have the details of your romantic life be made into a hit sitcom, or have everyone you meet know your personal finances?
I think it'd be kind of fun to have your life for your love life or romantic life be made into a sitcom. That'd be kind of funny.
Yeah. I mean, there wouldn't be much.
Yeah, there wouldn't be much for me either. So, I mean.
But I'd rather do that. I don't want to have my finances, my personal finances put out
there. Yeah, that feels way too invasive.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, so is putting your love life on TV.
Yeah, but no one would necessarily know it's yours. It would just be like maybe a sitcom surrounding your love life.
I can see it now.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Oh, gosh, yeah. All right. Would you rather be able to stop time at will or age at half the normal human rate?
Oh, gosh. Would you rather stop time?
I think I'd rather be able to stop time at will, because kind of like we talked about earlier, would you rather, like when we talked about living 1,000 years or whatnot, I think if you age at only half the rate, you know, you're going to have to experience your whole friends and family, everyone kind of just dying and having to make new friends.
Yeah.
Whereas like if you could stop time whenever, I think that'd be kind of fun.
I think that would be fun too. And then you, like, you get beat up in school or something like that.
Just stop time.
You know, you stop time and you can run away, or you can like stop time and like give them a wedgie and then run away.
Yeah. No, I think it'd be pretty fun. It'd be pretty cool.
I'm going to say stop time as well. Okay. Let's mix it up. I'm going to go down the list instead of just right off the bat. Okay. Would you rather spend the next year exempt from all taxes or have a 1 month paid vacation?
Well, it depends, because right now, I mean, we're in college, so we're not paying that much in taxes right now.
I'd still rather be exempt from taxes.
I'd rather just, it's a paid month vacation. That'd be super nice.
Wait, oh, did it say, I guess it is paid 1 month.
Yeah.
That'd okay, be, you I know what?
I can have a very luxurious vacation for a month.
But that goes by so fast.
Yeah, but taxes, I mean, we're paying what, like, we're college, and we're paying like 10% in taxes.
If you can stay wherever you want to go, anywhere around the world. But yeah, I guess you've got a good point there.
I could easily have like $100,000, $200,000 vacation in a month. That'd be super fun.
Okay, yeah. I want to go to Japan for a month. That'd be sweet. Yeah. Or just like, you know, Japan and like go to different places for a month. Oh, yeah I'm doing
it'd
that.
Be fun. Yeah, it'd be fun.
Good point.
Yeah. Alrighty. Would you rather be extremely attractive or be married to someone who is extremely attractive?
I'd rather be married to someone who's extremely attractive.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know. I mean, is that shallow of me?
No.
I don't know. Because I feel like, you know, yeah, if I'm really good looking, then I could, I guess, wow people with my good dashing looks. But, you know, if I got with somebody that was really good looking, then I'd be like, well, I've already accomplished and I'm happy with this person. Sweet.
Yeah, and then it looks like then people are always like, wow, how'd you get that person kind of thing, you know? And it's like, they'd still be envious of you.
Yeah, and they'd be all like, and hopefully that person would be all like, it's because I love them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I love them too. Boo.
Yeah, I'll say that too. I'd rather be married to someone attractive.
Yeah. Okay.
Alrighty. Would you rather, oh wait, this is my turn, right?
Yeah, it is okay, your turn. Cool. Yeah, sorry.
No, you're good. Would you rather spend 48 hours straight in a public restroom or spend the next 2 months taking only public transportation?
Two days in a public restroom?
Yeah, but you can't leave. So,
I mean, it might be boring.
And how would you eat?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I guess you wouldn't really
I'd rather do the transportation.
Yeah.
I'd rather.
I guess,
public
transportation,
that's fine with me.
Yeah, I guess I could take that. Yeah, that'd be fine. I mean,
my cousin does it. So.
Yeah, I'll say that too. I'll say that.
Okay. How many more should we ask here?
We'll do two more each.
Two more each?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather spend a week adrift at sea in a life raft or spend a month in Milwaukee County Jail? I'd rather spend a month in Milwaukee County Jail, honestly.
Can I be by myself in the jail? Can I be in solitary confinement?
I mean, like, I know that sounds like a bad answer, but, like, I mean, you could die in a week if you're just spent adrift on a raft at sea.
Yeah.
And like you have to think like, oh, the weather gets bad, it's gonna be. I'm just thinking back to like that movie. Oh gosh, what was it?
The one that's based on a true story.
The one that Unbroken. I think it's.
No, it was the Longest Hour. Or
no. Anyways, well, yeah, it's based on a true story, but yeah, I can't even imagine like a day or two, like, just on a raft, because you don't have food or anything like that.
Yeah, I guess a month in jail. Hopefully be on solitary confinement.
Yeah, because you're being fed and stuff like that. You got, you know, not the most comfortable bed, I would assume, but, you know, a place to stay under, like, in warmth and heat.
Yeah, I agree. I'll say that, too. Yeah. Alrighty. Would you rather share a toothbrush with a random stranger or kiss your brother/sister on the mouth? I'd rather just kiss my brother or sister on the mouth. Like, why would I?
Or share a toothbrush?
Or share a toothbrush with a stranger. Sharing a toothbrush.
How many times? Just once?
I don't know. Yeah, just once. But then you just kiss your sibling on the mouth once. I mean, that's not bad.
Yeah. What are we talking here? Like, kiss? Like, just like a peck?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't say anything specific. Like, it can just be a peck on the mouth.
Oh, gosh. That's really hard. That's hard for me. I don't want to kiss my brother.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to kiss my sisters on the mouth. But, like, I'd rather do that than stick someone else's toothbrush in my mouth.
Yeah, no. I'd just man up and peck my bro. That sounds weird. That sounds really weird. Oh,
well,
gosh.
When you use it in that phrase, it sounds really weird.
Oh, jeez, yeah. But, yeah, no, I'd have to do that instead. Because, like, for all we know, you could be, like...
You could get disgusting. Yeah. You don't know all the bacteria's in there. It's kind of gross.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah. Okay. No. All right, one more each.
Would you want to be forever 21 years old physically if it meant that you were... also forever 21 financially? That's not really a would you rather.
Yeah, like would you, I mean, I don't know. So it's a yes or no based question. I mean, I don't really mind how I am right now financially. I think it's fine. Well, I mean, it just depends. Does it count your, like, my personal money or my parents' personal money? Because, like, right now I feel fine. Like, I'd be fine. But I stayed 21 forever.
I don't remember, like, how I was financially 21.
You're not that much older.
I'm 23. But
yeah,
it's 2 years ago, but I have more money than I did then. I know that. So, no, I'd rather get the experience of aging. You know, whatever.
Yeah, you can be all wrinkly while I'm looking hot at 21.
Hey, man, some people age like fine wine.
Yeah.
I'm gonna age like fine wine, not like sour milk.
I can just marry someone nice, you know, or I can marry into money if if I don't want to stay in the 21 finances. Alrighty, last question. Would you rather perform CPR on a random stranger or eat 2 whole raw habanero peppers?
What?
I mean,
either save
weird.
A life or like eat 2 jalapeno peppers.
I mean, I feel like I'd rather, if I knew CPR better, I'd rather just perform CPR on someone, because then you can feel good about yourself at least.
Yeah, I would save somebody too. I'm just like picturing the scenario.
Like, there's
a guy over there dead or like just about to die, or I could sit here and eat these 2 jalapeno peppers.
Yeah, I don't know why I would. Why is that even a question? I mean,
it's just so random.
Yeah, okay.
I would not say this is the best list, but.
No.
Still not bad.
Let me down. It's okay.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a little break. And we'll be back with 60 seconds of sports with me. 60 seconds or less. Well, let's go ahead and play. We're going to play the Beatles' Twist and Shout. This is After Hours. Welcome back to After Hours with Rami and Kyle. All right, so as you know, we're still working on our sports segment, and I had this idea over the break is, you know, I looked at the articles very briefly. My job is to just kind of find these newsworthy articles for sports, so I'm going to have Kyle go ahead and test me on them. He's going to be...
Yeah, I'm going to see how well he knows his stuff, because, you know, Rami says he's really into sports, but we'll see how much he actually knows.
So, I need you to get the timer ready.
Okay.
Or I can get my timer ready, I suppose. I can time myself. And what we'll do is I'll see if I can name those, and you'll tell me if I'm correct or not. And I'll give more background. I won't just say what each of them are and stuff like that. Okay. Ready?
I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, here we go. So, one of the big things that's happening right now is Tom Brady's case is reopening for Deflategate. They want to still get on him for that. I don't know any other details about that. All I know is that they just want to take him down. Let's see here. Chop blocking, I think it's what it's called. They're trying to make that completely banned from the NFL this upcoming year and like the next few years because so many injuries have occurred. It's already an illegal move, but now they're trying to make it more illegal for offensive players. Let's see here. The New York Yankees owner said that he wants to keep the New York Yankees for as long as they can, even though that they're worth like 400 times the amount that they got them in 1973. Let's see here. I don't think I have it on there, but the... Oh, wait. The NBA... Oh, God. I'm out of time.
You actually did... Okay, out of all the ones that you did say, you got them all correct. Ones. Yeah, you were only missing a couple, but, I mean, you had one about LeBron James on here and
that's what I was just
Grant.
About to say. Yep.
But, I mean, you did pretty well for what you memorized. I was pretty surprised.
So if you have any ideas of like articles that you want me to talk about or, you know, upcoming sporting events that you want me to discuss on this show within 60 seconds or less and see if I can actually beat it, post them on our Facebook or give us a call for ideas of what we can discuss with sports. The number here is 253-535-7332.
Yeah, and Rami's a trooper today because he is not feeling the best, you know. So I appreciate him actually being able to drag himself into the studio this evening.
Been sick the last few days.
But yeah.
Trying to kick it. Let's see.
Yeah, don't get near me. We're good.
Yeah, we're good. Just in this enclosed room.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle, what time is it now?
Our text message segment. So
scandalous text messages.
Oh, he's so scandalous, you know. I think by the time, you know, these people that have been listening, they probably know that our text messages are never that scandalous.
Yeah, they're
I mean,
not.
We're just not very scandalous people. At least.
Not really.
Over text
yeah.
message, at least. I mean, I don't know about personal life too much, but. Yeah, so I guess I can go first with, God, I hate admitting this, but my friend, I was texting my friend before I came here, and she was texting me that we need to hang out sometime soon, and watching Pretty Little Liars, and I was like, yeah, I do watch that show. I hate it, and I hate admitting that I watch it, but I do watch it, and so we were texting about when we were going to meet up this weekend so we can get caught up. I know it's kind of shameful, so.
Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have anything scandalous this week. I never have anything scandalous, but what we were talking about was my friend and I were talking about possibly going and seeing, if I feel better, Zootopia tomorrow or Saturday or something like that. That's the new Disney movie that just came out, I think, today.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow.
I think, it comes out this weekend, I think.
It's like, yeah, the pre-opening.
Yeah.
You know how they do it nowadays. It's like, oh, yeah, they go to see the midnight premiere, meaning you're going to go and see it Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, actually
like
Thursday when it opens up on Friday. And you're like, wait, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I might go and see that movie. I love Disney movies.
I really want to see Finding Dory when it comes out. I saw
Me
the trailer
too.
For it.
Me too.
That's going to be really good.
There's
really
going to be a lot of good movies this year. We'll
there
see.
There are.
Oh, speaking of movies, Leonardo DiCaprio finally won his first Oscar, if you missed it. So
he did. Ooh. I was hoping he would win, but at the same time, I thought it would be really hilarious if he did not win the Oscar this year.
That's mean, but that is funny.
Because there was just so much hype around him winning or people hoping that he was going to win. And I think they kind of had to give it to him almost because there was so much hype. But at the same time, I thought it'd be kind of funny if he didn't win after all the hype that there was about the Oscars. So
all the things that it said online, too.
Yeah.
He's holding that award harder than... Rose and Titanic. If Rose held his hand that hard, he wouldn't have drowned.
Yeah. They also posted a video of a compilation video of Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio's friendship over the years, starting from when they started during the movie Titanic all the way up until now. And they have the most adorable friendship. So if you guys haven't seen that video, you should go to YouTube and look at it. It's not that long. It's like 2 minutes and it's very adorable.
Well, it's come to that time of the evening, everyone. Unfortunately, our time is up. We're going to be playing one more song for you before we go, but we're going to say our goodbyes now because there's a show right after us as well.
Yeah, so depressing. I know you guys are probably crying right now.
I know. It's hard. We miss you too.
I know. We'll be back next week.
We'll be back. What time are we going to be back next week?
7 p.m. So on Thursday. So make sure to tune in. You can check out the links on our Facebook page, so you can go there. Yeah, that's probably the easiest place, just to click on the link on our Facebook page.
That's right.
Yeah. 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So.
All right, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in. This last song is by Guster. It's called Satellite. This has been After Hours with Rami
and Kyle
on Mass Radio.
See you next week.